Strange day at the recruitment office. Welcome to recruitment. Contrary to what some would assume, not every part of the EUP Guard is made up of guards for the Equestrian Monarchy. Despite its nickname of Royal Guard being so ubiquitous that many ponies treat it as the official name of Equestria's force. There must be ponies who handle the paperwork, the administrative works at different levels, including recruiting in ponies to the Guard. Working behind the desk at the EUP recruitment office in the city of Canterlot is one such recruiter, Roundup. The light Tangelo unicorn stallion was sitting alone at his desk, his two rear hooves resting on it as he sat back, reading the day's copy of the Canterlot Times. He was midway through reading a story about the latest local political story as the sound of an opening door and steps approaching the opposite end of the desk came.
Hello? Excuse me?
A voice called out to him. It was somewhat deep, a bit nasally and young, a familiar voice of a young adult lad that Roundup had already heard variations of 10 or more times earlier that morning. Although, he wasn't a fan of the routine of handing out, collecting, and processing forms of ponies wishing for a role more exciting than his own, he was fortunate in how unusually popular the EUP still was, even after Princess Twilight Sparkle took over as the new ruler.
I'm here to apply to the Royal Guard Academy, please.
The teenage voice requested politely. It was not as common of a request, but no less expected if Roundup's assumptions were correct. The EUP Royal Guard Academy, its official name, is a prestigious guard-ran university just outside of the city. Pretty much any pony that wants to work as an officer, captain, major, or general would have to graduate from there. Not as many ponies apply because of the high entry requirements, but that doesn't stop the more aspirational or privileged youngsters from signing up. Roundup was still fixed onto the story in his newspaper, much to the dismay of the youngster on the other side of the desk.
Hey, I want to apply to the Royal Guard Academy, so are you gonna give me a form or what?
He asked, a lot more forcefully this time. Whoever this youngster was, he wasn't as patient or polite as Canterlot folk usually are. As he sighed, and rolled his eyes, shielded only by his newspaper, he turned his desk around to observe the series of drawers. Too lazy to get off of his chair, he used his unicorn magic to zone in onto the set of drawers designated to brand new forms. Each drawer would open, and a single sheet from the top of each pile would float towards his field of view, before floating back into the drawer until he found the correct form. Candidate questionnaire for the EUP Royal Guard Academy of Equestria.
Here's your form. Be sure all information is accurate and you meet the general qualifications before filling it out.
Said Roundup, talking as if reciting a script with no character or emotion in his tone, and his face remained focused on his newspaper, the form floating onto the surface of his desk.
Come back and hand it in when it's done. We'll check it over, and if all is good, we'll send you the paperwork for the next stages.
All Roundup could hear was a rumph, and the paper sliding off the desk, before the sound of footsteps in the door that signaled the youngster's departure. Now, the office was back in silence, meaning that he could read his paper for a moment without interruption. His eyes focused in on a story of a stallion with a name that felt familiar to him, Spearhead. He recalled how he was in the same boot camp as a stallion named Spearhead in his early days, although while Spearhead managed to excel in training and work as a palace guard, Roundup ended in infantry before being discharged due to injury and getting a job as a recruiter instead. Reading the article further, it looks like Spearhead left the Royal Guard to pursue a career as an artist and is about to have his own exhibit at the Canterlot Modern Art Museum.
Good for him, I guess,
he remarked bitterly. Roundup couldn't help but feel that way when some other ponies that went the same path as he ended up with more fun. As he continued reading, the sound of the doors opening and footsteps could be heard once again.
Here,
said the sound of the youngster from earlier, followed by the sound of paper being smacked onto the wooden surface of the desk. Roundup took a glance down at his desk to discover that the candidate questionnaire that he had previously passed over was indeed filled in. This raised one of the unicorn's eyebrows, and it was still in the afternoon and any other candidate would usually spend a day to make sure that it was filled in properly, but he could feel that something was up.
Alright, let me have a look.
He used his magic to lift the form off the desk and made it flow towards his line of sight to read it. The candidate questionnaire had plenty of sections to fill on both sides, mostly to give the academy a basic idea of some ponies' background, as well as their education and any other previous military experience. Sure enough, all sections that were filled in were nothing out of the usual. The dates of birth put him as being around 17, a student at Princess Twilight School of Friendship, with current residence in Ponyville. Also checking for current grades good enough for him to pass the first stage of the application with no prior military experience, and checked that he intended to also apply for the Fulbright scholarship. Although Roundup had skimmed through the form, he was willing to accept it and let the youngster go away until he noticed one section that remained empty. Kind of Pony. It was one of the easiest forms to fill. A simple tick underneath Earth, Unicorn, or Pegasus, which made it all the stranger why there wasn't a single tick under any of them. He had to point it out.
You are aware that you haven't specified what kind of pony you are, right?
The youngster was quick, but hesitant with his response.
Yeah, but I don't know what I should put down for that.
The recruiter snorted at the absurdity of the answer, an admission that he had never heard in his years of being a recruiter. Seriously. He muttered to himself, unable to stop himself from feeling smug at the thought.
Alright, look, unless you're one of those rare alicorns in the world, I hate to tell you that your chances of getting anywhere in the Royal Guard are pretty slim, if you don't even know what kind of... Oh.
His voice drew out a long trail until he could speak no more, as he finally laid eyes on the youngster that he was talking to. A creature with bright blue feathers across his head, body and wings with a cream underbelly, a bright amber beak in front of his face, front legs having amber talons like an eagle, and both hind legs and tail giving his rear appearance of a blue lion. Roundup's eyes remained wide as he discovered that who he was talking to was definitely not a pony. As he remained stunned, he tried to process why in Equestria this creature was sitting in front of him, his mind debating on whether this was some sort of prank sent by one of his colleagues, or a random test given by one of his higher-ups. The former sounded possible. He was sure some other recruiters would get some really strange pony making a visit to freak them out, or at least he would be if he could think of one. The latter sounded just as plausible, though. He was always warned that things might change when you least expect it once Princess Twilight Sparkle becomes the ruler. So, who else but a superior would send someone to test some never-before-seen scenario like a non-pony wanting to join the Royal Guard Academy? Whatever it was, he had to act quick as the blue-feathered youngster was slowly looking more jaded towards him, more than likely not happy at the smug attitude that was slapped out of him from looking at him. In a desperate attempt to save face, he recalled his training and gave a nervous smile as he tried to form an upright and professional composure.
Well, as you may be aware,
He quickly glanced down at the application form to find the name of who he was talking to.
Gallus, the EUP Guard is made up of three branches that work together to form Equestria's force.
He was frantic to find the correct words to replace in his attempt to appear inclusive and helpful despite his nerves.
Each branch is for a kind of creature whose attributes and abilities suit them for both combat and non-combative roles within their branch. As such, it's a good idea for us to find the right one to avoid any confusions down the line.
Okay?
Gallus responded, raising an eyebrow and tilting his head at the jittery recruiter in front of him. Roundup then continued.
Right, so, Earth is for ground-based work, and these are the kind of guards that do a lot of heavy lifting and moving, and are expected to have a lot more stamina and endurance for long-distance travel.
He looked at Gallus's arms and legs. Earth ponies are bigger than most ponies and show their strength through defined muscles, but this griffin didn't look like he had that much on him.
Would you say that you're a heavy lifter?
He was compelled to ask, but he had a bit of relief when Gallus shook his head. Then, it was the next category.
Unicorn is for magic. These guards are expected to be able to levitate to a strong and stable degree, and good laser projectiles are welcome, although not always necessary. Can you do magic?
Gallus once again shook his head, although Roundup already assumed that was more of an obvious one, given the lack of a horn.
That's always worth checking. Finally, there's Pegasus, which is for flying. These guards are expected to be able to fly in any condition for various kinds of airborne support, so can you fly?
This time Gallus raised his eyebrow again at what felt like the most obvious answer, but instead of shaking his head, he slowly spread out his dark blue wings, revealing his large wingspan. It was another obvious one to assume, but the display was enough confirmation that Roundup needed.
Perfect, I'll put you down as Pegasus.
He grabbed a pen with his unicorn magic and ticked the box that sat underneath the Pegasus segment of the section, completing the questionnaire.
Well then, we'll get this processed, and if all goes well, you'll receive all the paperwork needed for the next stage of the application. Welcome to the Royal Guard.
he exclaimed, giving an upright salute as he nervously held a smile.
Thank you.
Gallus responded, as he slowly turned around and made his way through the door. Once the door was shut and the recruitment office was quiet and almost empty once more, Roundup could finally relax and breathe a sigh of relief. He paused for thought at whether the application that was in front of him was real or not.
Well, I did my job. This is for the Royal Guard Academy to figure out,
he told himself with a shrug. But before he placed the candidate questionnaire in with the rest of the outgoing applications, he took the pen once more to append the name at the top of the page, where it now reads Gallus, parentheses, Griffin. I enjoyed that quite a lot. It was interesting, funny, and shows a creative aspect of how Gallus was even brought into the Royal Guard to begin with. It's frickin' perfect. Now let's get on to our perfect donators. Top donators, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, J10 Man, Darkseid, and Ponyman. Courier Crew CI, Delta Omega, Strix, RuneScythe 9852, Dospo, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Hunter Norman, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Cerberus, Goulash Eating Huzar, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, and Raven Speedster. Thank you all very much for watching this video. Live life to the fullest, and apply to the Royal Guard today, because you're probably going to be more effective than the current ones.